Zed and Maren Morris are joining us on the show this weekend.
Hey!
Yay!
We have a recap of the top five downloads from the past week. What's up with Wendy? The latest in what's trending and trendy. A level 3 mix with Raphael Valentino. Our remix of the week. A hot pick from Sean Paul. And a sneak peek of the movie Red Sparrow starring Jennifer Lawrence. Along with all the hits and all the throwbacks. Speaking of hits, let's get it going right now. Bruno Mars, Cardi B. This is Finesse on the weekend. Right on.
Drop top.
Hey, what's up? This is Zed, and you're listening to The Weekend Throwdown with Jagger.
Take a seat.
Non-stop hit music.
Non-stop hit music.
Non-stop hit music.
Non-stop hit music. This is The Weekend Throwdown with Jagger.
That is Drake. It's The Weekend Throwdown. I'm Jagger. Prez, do you want to know what the secret to Dua Lipa's sultry singing voice is?
What's that?
She actually has an extra tooth.
And you know what? I think she might actually have to get it out. I was scrolling on Instagram recently, and I saw that she's having a mouth problem. So I think she has to get surgery.
Oh, no. Well, we hope she's okay.
Hopefully, she doesn't lose that third tooth. Or what is it? 33rd tooth.
Well, she has more than three teeth. That's okay. Here's Dua Lipa's new one, IDGAF, on the Weekend Throwdown.
You call me.
G-Eazy and Halsey on the Weekend Throwdown. Hit us up on Twitter at WKND Throwdown to get your tweet quest on, Ginger.
And we've got at JessicaRose361 listening to us on Z1075 in Wilmington, North Carolina. They want to hear Maroon 5 with Wait on the Weekend Throwdown.
G-Eazy and Halsey, it's the Weekend Throwdown. I'm Jagger. Are you guys curious why the band Imagine Dragons calls themselves Imagine Dragons?
Yeah, what is the story behind that?
Well, guess what? The band's name is a secret. They say it's actually an anagram made up of letters of different words, but they won't tell us what the original words are.
Oh, so you imagine what it could be.
Right.
I guess that works.
Whatever it takes, that's how it works.
Now I feel like I really need to know.
Well, keep thinking. Keep guessing. It's the Weekend Throwdown.
Follow two. Hey guys, it's Bruno Mars, and you're listening to the Weekend Throwdown with my boy Jagger.
Selena Gomez, Marshmallow Wolves. It's the Weekend Throwdown. I'm Jagger. Trivia time on the show. Here is the question one more time. According to a recent survey, not getting enough sleep is the number one thing that can ruin someone's day. I definitely buy into that. What is number two, Ginger?
Not getting enough food.
Not getting enough food. That's your guess.
So mine is getting something stuck in between your teeth.
Well, your answers could be number three and number four on the list, but it's not number two.
Because I feel like that's like not as bad as being hangry.
Number two is bad hair days.
Oh, I could see that. Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, but I can put on a hat, but if I'm hungry...
Watch out for Ginger if she's hungry. So our guests this week on the show, Max and Nash, Lights Down Low. Max, do you always like get chills when you hear your own song on the radio?
It's never gets old. It's such an honor to hear it and have people, you know, be connecting with it in the way they have. It's love is love always, and that's what it's all about.
You know, next hour we're gonna talk more in depth with you about what's been going on over the past year and a half.
I can't wait.
Lots of cool stuff to talk about.
It's been a wild journey, and I'm so grateful to be here to talk about it.
We're excited to have Max as our guest co-host on the show this weekend, and you gotta give Kendrick Lamar a lot of credit for his Black Panther soundtrack. Oof. He was able to get so many big names to come together to make some music for this amazing soundtrack.
Incredible soundtrack. Amazing movie. Just, you know, a revolutionary piece in general.
Totally. It's Kendrick and SZA now with All the Stars on the Weekend Throwdown.
Hit after hit after hit. It's the Weekend Throwdown with Jagger.
The Weeknd, Kendrick Lamar, that is Pray For Me. It's The Weeknd Throwdown. I'm Jagger. And guys, I have a question for you. Does the continued success of all the former One Direction members mean that they were the greatest boy band of all time?
Ooh, that's hard.
Well, I want you to think about this. We know NSYNC's huge. We know Backstreet Boys are huge. We know all those groups. I mean, we keep going through all the lists of boy bands.
Yeah, like Jag, NKOTB.
That's right. But let's not forget this, though. Now you've got Harry Styles with hits. You've got Niall Horan with hits. You've got Zayn with hits. You've got Liam Payne with hits. You've got the other guy.
You've got acting.
Louis Tomlinson with hits.
The other guy.
I didn't mean to say that about Louis, but they've all got hits
this
on their own.
This is true. And then if you look back, it's like Justin Timberlake. And who else? Boy bands? Yeah, I mean
that was it. Well, enjoy Niall's latest song as we discuss. It's On the Loose on the Weekend Throwdown.
The Weekend Throwdown with Jagger, celeb hookup.
Hi, Zed, and the beautiful, amazing, lovely, talented Maren Morris. Hey, girl.
Hi.
Welcome to the Weekend Throwdown. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having us. It's really important. I think it's always better, and I love being a part of the process of recording a vocalist. I think there's a lot of emotion that you can get out of a singer by being there and really doing this together.
Yeah.
Not that I have to sing, obviously, but there's a lot of expression. It's not just the word or the note. It's how you approach the note, whether you hit it direct, whether you give it like a little bit of a breath, where you breathe. And there's so many questions. And I mean, I've done it, you know, remotely before, but it's not the same. It doesn't feel the same. And especially in a song like this, where a huge section of the song in the bridge is just a vocal, very vulnerable vocal and tiny guitar, you want that vocal to really say and feel exactly what you want.
That's Dua Lipa. It's the Weekend Throwdown. Thanks for hanging out with us. Justin Timberlake says this song is about wanting to speak but having nothing to say, which I'm sure has never happened to anyone in the studio here before. I mean, Ginger, I mean, you always have something to say.
Yeah, pretty much.
Here's JT and Chris Stapleton. This is Say Something.
The latest in what's trending. And trendy.
What's up?
What's up with Wendy on the Weekend Throwdown?
According to a new survey, Jagger, millennials expect a lot from their employers, and they're very quick to walk away from jobs if they're not happy. I'm Wendy Wilde, and that's what's up.
All the hits right now. It's the Weekend Throwdown with Jagger.
Hey, I'm Ed Sheeran, and you're listening to the Weekend Throwdown with Jagger.
Bebe Rexha and Florida Georgia Line on the Weekend Throwdown, and not only is this next song about being friend-zoned, but Marshmello and Anne-Marie deliberately released it the week before Valentine's Day because it's a good song for singles.
Genius.
Well, it's messed up too, but the friend zone sucks.
Well, yeah, but I mean, if you can have a song to like celebrate with, that's genius.
Well, that's what this song's about. Check it out on the Weekend Throwdown.
You say you love
the Weekend Throwdown with Jagger. Throwback.
2007.
Congrats to Zedd, Maren Morris, and Gray, the number one most downloaded song this weekend on the show. It's The Middle on the Weekend Throwdown.
Hasty.
Take a seat.
The Weekend Throwdown with Jagger. Hot new song of the week.
This is new stuff from Logic, teaming up with Marshmello on this track. Logic has said this one's partially about adjusting to his newfound fame and notoriety. Check it out. It's called Every Day on the Weekend Throwdown.
Yeah. Middle. Turn it up a little bit louder. The Weekend Throwdown with Jagger.